Dictation for Duane, D as in David, W A N E. Guthrie, G U T H R I E. October 1840. Address as a letter, Dr. Stevelton, S T E B E L T O N. 775-1640. Dear Dr. Stevelton, urgent consultation for Mr. Guthrie. Change of kidney function comes accompanied with wife and son-in-law, has enlargement of the prostate, have seen urology Dr. Koten, K-O-T-E-N. Cystoscopy was done February 26. Has severe frequency urgency, nocturia, incontinence, affecting his ability to sleep every 1 hour or so. There are plans to do a urolift, U-R-O-L-I-F-T. PSA is not elevated. Was evaluated in the emergency room March 1st. Imaging, CT scan, abdomen, days later, kidney ultrasound without obstruction, no gross urinary retention. There was some gas around the prostate, but probably from the procedure. He did not have UTI or sepsis. He's hard of hearing. Appetite is down. There is problems of constipation or bleeding, although apparently stools are positive for blood. Denies chest pain palpitation, denies increase of dyspnea, no purulent material hemoptysis, no use of oxygen, does use CPAP machine every night since 2016, sleep apnea. Some shoulder discomfort, but no anti-inflammatory agents. Some pruritus, but mostly lower extremities, but no rash. No headaches, no falling episode. Other review system negative. Because of rising creatinine, looks like lisinopril was discontinued recently. Next paragraph, past medical history for hypertension. Coronary artery disease and prior stenting. He denies any CHF valve, arrhythmia, or pacemaker. No event thrombosis, pulmonary embolism, TIS, or stroke. He's not aware of active gastrointestinal bleeding. Has developed anemia, but no blood transfusion. Denies kidney stone. He's not aware of blood clotting in the urine or recurring urinary tract infection. No pneumonia. Next paragraph, procedures, coronary artery stent. As a young boy, 8 years old, fracture and surgery on the left forearm, surgery for cataracts and correction of strabismus, prior skin cancer on the right ear, no chemotherapy, prior colonoscopy. Next paragraph, no smoking, alcohol, pressing, or pass. Next paragraph, no reported allergies. Next paragraph, no family history of kidney disease. Next paragraph, he did not bring his medications. I review medications from your last encounter on March 17. Has been on vitamin C aspirin, Lipitor, vitamin D, stool softeners, thyroid, lisinopril, just discontinued a few days ago. A number of vitamins, protonics, prior iron replacement. Next paragraph, review system as indicated above. Next paragraph on physical exam. Weight 165, blood pressure 118.50 on the right, 110.60 on the left. Hard of hearing, very pleasant, alert or intestine 3. no respiratory distress, some pallor of the skin, some muscle wasting. He's able to get in and out of the stretcher without any help. Length in plant bilateral, normal eye movements. No mucosal abnormalities, has his own teeth. No palpable thyroid, lymph nodes, carotid, Brewer, JBD. Lungs are clear without any consolidation, pleural effusion. There are frequent premature beats, probably every 4 or 5. Background appears to be regular rhythm, no pericardial rap. No palpable liver, spleen, no ascites, no palpable bladder, minimal edema, pulses palpable but decreased, no gangrene, non-focal. Next paragraph. Baseline creatinine has been around 0.9 to 1.1 up to September last year, excuse me, up to February of this year. At the time of emergency room visit, progressive anemia down to 11.4, a normal white blood cell platelet, MCB 88. Creatinine rising. There was low protein, low albumin, elevated alkaline phosphatase transaminases. Calcium trending up, normal glucose. Urine analysis, no blood, no protein, rare bacteria, no white blood cells. Normal lipase, hepatitis ABC negative, B12 folic acid normal, normal ferritin iron saturation, absolute reticulocyte in the low side for degree of anemia, only 40,000. Repeat chemistries, progressively lower albumin, higher calcium, stable liver abnormalities, GGT was not elevated, stool was positive for blood, but again, no melena. Immunophenotypic on the blood, there was no evidence for blast or leukemia. Most recent creatinine up to 1.84. Next paragraph, a CT scan abdomen and pelvis with contrast, emergency room March 1st, normal liver, pancreas spleen, kidneys no obstruction, no stone masses, there were some bubbles on the bladder but recent cystoscopy, no bowel obstruction, enlargement of the prostate, mild degree of abdominal atherosclerosis, a kidney ultrasound done a few days later, size of the kidneys in the low normal, 9.1 on the right, 10.3 on the left, again no obstruction. Urinary bladder shows trabeculation and a small diverticular. a prior CT scan of the chest last year, October. Some prominence, mediastinal, and right-sided hilar lymph nodes. There are plans for repeat CAT scan March 31st. Next paragraph, a prior echo, which is from December 23 at the time of the heart attack. Ejection fraction normal, grade 1 diastolic dysfunction, mild pulmonary hypertension, minor other abnormalities. Angioplasty was done of LAD and first diagonal, as well as a stenting LAD. 0% post-procedure abnormalities. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, acute kidney injury. Question early symptoms. No activity in the urine for glomerulonephritis, vasculitis, or interstitial nephritis. Does have enlargement of the prostate, but no documented urinary retention or obstruction based on recent CT scan and ultrasound. Cystoscopy has been done, and there are plans for Eurolift. Blood pressure running in the low side. Agree with discontinue lisinopril. I repeat chemistries today. Creatinine already improving. Repeat elevated calcium improve, PTH appropriately suppressed down to 9, bicarbonate in the upper side but normal sodium, potassium, normal glucose, phosphorus not elevated, repeat liver testings looks improving, repeat urine analysis no activity, protein creatinine ratio, non-nephrotic syndrome, minimal proteinuria, protein creatinine ratio 0.36. Some of these acute renal failure can definitely be related to elevated calcium, which is not PTH mediated. Monitoring these lymph nodes on the chest. He needs to remain on aspirin and Plavix. Excuse me. He already has been on aspirin and Plavix 1 year, completing December 24. No evidence of acute cardiovascular symptoms. All issues discussed at length with the patient, family members. I relay results this afternoon to patient. Continue to follow. End of dictation.